morning, everyone. I think before I can say anything, can you just have a round of introductions to hear who is here? But I think our deliberations are around the MPRDA. And Honorable Warima, we smile to each other through this process. I hope that we'll be able to get somewhere. But in terms of the program, we are going to be seated here the whole week. And we'll just leave or break every time if there's a reason for us to rush to the House for voting. Okay? But we are going to have a meeting today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And hopefully by Friday we'll then have concluded processes. For today, we're going to have discussions on the MPRDA bill and have a letter prepared in relation to the clauses that we want included as an application to the Speaker to request that this be approved or thrown into the House as an end report based on the clause that I specified the last time or the rule that I specified the last time. So I hope each one has their copies. If you got the latest copy of the clause by clause, the A-list, did you receive that? Honourable Lorimer?
Madam Chair, this latest copy that we got yesterday, is that the same as the one that we were given last week, or have there been additions to that? Can I ask what those additions are?
The date should be saying the 4th of March 2014, and the additions are based on the last meeting that we had. We were deliberating, and then the as we go through it clause by clause, or as we look at the areas that we want to request to have changes to, we'll be able to refer then to.
So that was
the bill.
That was the additions proposed by DMR.
You remember DMR made a little presentation as well. Those were part of the addition. Honourable Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have two sets of amendments, one in colours black, red, yellow, pink. And then I have a document marked for March without the black, yellow,
okay,
pink.
Okay, let me direct you what you should be having in front of you and how we're going to use them. Okay? Before we go there, can I just request that we introduce ourselves first so that we can start with formalities in the correct way? Introduction. Sorry, my name is Faith Bikani. Sorry, I should have started. My name is Faith Bikani, the acting chairperson for the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources.
Good morning. My name is Anne Abbott, the committee secretary.
My name is Basimo Ebel, a member of this committee.
Ingrid Schmidt, member of the committee.
Good morning, my name is Lindin Jomo, member of the committee.
I'm James Lorimer, member of the committee.
Martin Nicol, the committee researcher.
Morning, Chair, honourable members. My name is Theo Hercules from the State Auditor's Office.
Morning, Chair and members. Stephanie Swartz, Parliamentary Law Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Chandra Charlie from DMR. Good morning, Chair. Andre is DMR. I'd just like to note an apology for the Director General. He is in a DE cluster meeting. He will be joining us soon, Chair.
Morning, Chair, honourable members. My name is Kahiso Mele from the DMR.
Morning, Chair and honourable members. I'm Gauta Mokwena from DMR.
Good morning. My name is Mpumi Gavan from DMR.
Morning, my name is Bonginus Kosana, Committee of the Speaker.
I'm Mike Davis from the Consulting.
Morning, everybody. I'm
Could you please speak into the mic, otherwise the voices won't be recorded.
Morning, Mike Davis from Kagoda Consulting.
Morning, Anton van Achterberg, Chamber of Mines.
Stephen Lamadao, Chamber of Mines.
Good morning, Sean Lam, Director of Impact Oil and Gas and Chairman of Offshore Petroleum.
Just switch off the mic when you've spoken, otherwise the next session won't be audible.
Jane Bloom comes from Berman Gafferen. Good morning, Lidl Oberhofer from Berman Gafferen.
Morning, Nick Kitten from Assault.
Morning, Craig Noodle from Brazil.
Good morning, Ibrahim Hendrik from Petroleum Agency.
Morning, Marek Ranishi from Antonov.
And good evening from the U.S. Consulate. Sam Saxby from Kishan Law Legal Brief.
Good morning, Walla King from Penishi.
Good morning, Justice Mulafo from Parliamentary Communications.
Good morning, Rabwani Sokhali from Shah.
Good morning, Russ Patholin, Sam Mobile.
Ivan Connie from Shah.
You know, some of you are not audible, and once you're not audible, the mics don't pick up. So could you please just be loud so that your names are properly recorded?
Ivan Connie from Shah.
William Shah.
Thank you very much. Somebody didn't introduce themselves.
Thank you, Chair Kumla Nyamza from Committee Section.
Okay, thank you. Now the documents we are going to be having in front of us, or the document that you're going to be working from in. Did you want to say something, Honourable Lorem?
Thanks, Madam Chair. Yeah, could you just give us an idea of the procedure that we're going to be following this week? I mean, which, you know, how are we going to do this whole thing?
For the week, we're going to be working on the bill so that we can complete our work. And at the end of the week, we have to have compiled our report so that we can decide on whether we are ready to take the bill through to Parliament to report on it. But hopefully we are going to then decide here as a committee, do we want to just report on it or do we want to debate on it? And in the process, we are passing this bill. In the process of passing the bill, we've got this document of the 4th of March 2014, right? This is the document we're going to be working on. And in this document, we're going to check the areas that we want to focus on so that you can then send that letter that we spoke about to the Office of the Chief Whip. To the Office of the Speaker. Right? Now, from there, we'll also be looking at the clauses based on the deliberations that we had the last time to say the changes we are effecting do reflect as we wish them to. And deliberate around those issues if perhaps there's disagreements or where we don't understand each other, and to get clarity on the areas that we've worked on, right? Then when we are done with that, you have as a supporting document, you remember water and environment also has certain areas that they included here. For reference, this is a basic document. You should have this color picture of the cycle that is worked on for us to amend the relevant areas in the bill according to the NEMA, is it now NEMA 3? According to NEMA 3 and the Water and Environment and Water, the National Water Act, right? In remembrance of the fact that Water and Environment has already passed their bill in Parliament, right? Then in support of that as well, the big document that Honorable Schmidt has is the original document that we had that you could use as reference for yourself if for one or the other reason you want to refer to certain clauses that we worked on. There's different color codings. where it finds the input of ourselves as members in the committee, which is mainly in red and grey, am I correct? From the department, which is mainly green and the red, the NGOs and the industry based on the public hearings and what has been compiled as common areas of concern for possible changes. Then finally, you remember there was the issue about PASA that we're deliberating around. This is a page that you can use also as a reference based on the issues that they are going to use as their transitional arrangements to relate that to the relevant area that will be the relevant sections that you are going to be looking at. But the main document is the one of the 4th of March. Now, for today, we need to discuss the areas or the clauses we want to focus on for submission to the speaker. Say, these are the major changes that we're going to take effect. For example, if you remember, on beneficiation, there's Section 26 clause what? Section 26, eh? Section 21. It's clause 21, section 26.
That's correct.
Right? You remember there were major issues that we incorporated into that from the original Act, MPRDA. There are major changes that we've effected. To have a look at that and see if it's still as we have discussed it in the committee. That's but one example. Honorable Schmidt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I see the two legal advisors still sitting here, and that brings us to the point where we left off at the last meeting. And that was the Section 2493B process. And my question now is the following. Of the minutes of the proceedings of the National Assembly of the 18th of February, there's an example, I suppose, of what is supposed to or should have taken place. I suppose it's what we're trying to reach at the moment, but it says second order consideration of request for permission in terms of rule 2493B to inquire into amending other provisions of Restitution Land Rights Act. I'm just giving this an example. Is this what the law advisors intend working towards, that in Parliament we have a motion or an order rather seeking to request indulgence of the House to amend certain sections of the bill which was not part of the bill when it was submitted to Parliament or tabled in Parliament? Is this what we're working towards in terms of section or clause or rule 2493 of the parliamentary rules? And there's an example here, because I don't want us to say because what I understood, this was crucial for us to finalise or proceed at some point in time before voting on the bill. This has to precede voting on the bill in committee and Parliament, or only committee? Does committee take a decision, then to the House, back to the committee, vote on the bill, back to Parliament? It's that kind of procedure which I'm interested in. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Would you care to elaborate? But I think you've got it on check, because I think that's what we also discussed the last time we were here, that in terms of avoiding to skip any procedures or processes, that we are then able to identify these causes in particular that are bringing about major change in the bill, and for us to get then permission to the House. But let's see what they have to say first.
Chair, I just want to elaborate. Those are the clauses that the member correctly said that is not part of the introduced version, which is not part of the A list, which is part of the proposed amendments to this bill. The committee must decide here whether they want to have those clauses as part of the committee amendments. Then that is included in the letter to the speaker, which is then placed on the order paper, like in the example before the member. Then the House gives permission, and then it comes back to the committee, and only once the House has given permission can the committee then vote on the bill. with those additional clauses included in the ALIS.
That I understand. Is this document, 4 March, it's called 4 March document, is that only contain the amendments which needs to go to the Speaker, or does this 4 March document contain all the amendments? Now, I would also like to know, at some point in time, what is going to go to the Speaker, because that's a very sub phase of this whole process, is what do we agree to should go to the Speaker which was not contained in the original introduced version, because otherwise we are crossing our nuts and tires here. Follow what I'm saying?
That's what you're going to discuss this morning. That is our decision to make, but based on what we're going to go through now.
But my concern is, if these contain all the amendments, there shouldn't there be another list saying these amendments only, this document, another document, contains the amendments only that needs to go to the Speaker. Otherwise...
No. But you can't do that without us discussing that and deciding which amendments
that is
must go to the Speaker.
But what I'm saying is, we don't have two separate documents. We preferably should be there, because I don't know, except you're going to indicate to me now what's going to go to the Speaker. I don't know what's going to the Speaker in terms of the permission, in terms of Rule 249.
We all don't know what's going to go to the Speaker. That's what we're going to discuss in this meeting. Remember?
Okay, but there's some of these proposed amendments in here, which I suppose are part of those which are going to the Speaker. I can't pick up which of these amendments are going to go to the Speaker and which of these amendments are not going to the Speaker. That's basically my concern.
Cesare, would you like to answer that? I'm not understanding Honourable Schmidt correctly.
Yes, it's correct. Those amendments are contained in the 4 March document. We are going to highlight those amendments. We know which those amendments are, and as we go along, we'll highlight that this is actually a provision that we need permission for, and that provision will be included in the letter to the Speaker.
Honourable Schmidt, are you comfortable now?
Madam Chair, yes. I always say there's one way and that's the right way. It would have preferably have been that we have a document, even if we stand now for half an hour, to get a list of those amendments we can refer to as saying, please refer to this document. It contains the amendment which will go to the Speaker. Then we understand 100% what the context is of all those amendments put together versus that what has been introduced versus what we have proposed in the committee and what has come from DMR. So we've got those nicely lined out like these. But there should have been, I suppose, another beautiful colour somewhere here indicating amendments to be put to Speaker. Otherwise, we're not delineating the issues which
need to be addressed. Honourable Schmidt, remember that I said today, at this moment in time, making use of this A-list, right? It's what we're going to go through. We're going to deliberate today as to which areas do we agree that we are affecting as amendments. Those are the areas that are then going to be included in that letter to the Speaker to indicate these are the changes that are being made by the committee in relation to this A-list. Right? Then tomorrow when we meet again, then we start our clause by clause. Or whatever day when you've received the permission from the Speaker.
Okay, yes, I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is, for us to understand what it is that's going to the Speaker, it would have been advisable if we had a list at this point in time to say, listen, this is what we've not dealt with. This is what we intend taking to the Speaker's office. So immediately, it's a standalone document saying, these are the amendments which have not been discussed or was not rather introduced in the original bill. So we've got a standalone document which now what's going to happen is we can discuss this stuff and then I suppose the law advisor, someone's going to draft that letter saying the following proposal, that letter will then come back to us and say yes, this is included or this isn't included, I don't know. But it seems to introduce another step in this process which could have been dealt with if we had a list. Like within the next half an hour, I'm sure the law advisors can take them down.
Are you perhaps suggesting that you should just have the original act?
No. Well, I'm suggesting that only those amendments them on, which does not require the Office of the Speaker's permission or the Parliament's permission. Only those, if there's 10, there's 10. If there's 20, there's 20. If there's 25, there's 25.
Instead of having to go through every little clause.
So we can understand what it is, and then after that, we can then, or with that, we can then go through the other sections as we go along. So it's neatly a standalone document. But which brings us to the next question, because today's Monday. Just Tuesday. Sorry, Tuesday, my days are Monday, Saturday, Sunday, all the same. But all related to work. But can I just say,
it's time towards the end of our term.
Today's Tuesday, you want to forever finalize by Friday. When do we envisage Parliament taking this decision so we can come back and then vote on the bill so that it can be debated in Parliament by next Thursday?
Do you know what's the turnaround time for the Speaker to then give a reply to us as well? Pumla, you look like you can assist us.
Thank you, Honourable Members. The Speaker can only grant permission if the letter is prepared today. It goes to the ATC tomorrow, and then the programming committee takes a decision to put it on the, as a motion in the House on the following day. So I'm not sure when is the last day of the sitting, but it's better earlier than never. Which the committee should take a decision today. And I think the only thing, the only way that the committee can take a decision is to have the copy of the original bill that was referred to the committee and go through it, comparing it with the AB status before in front of it, so that they can be able to identify which clauses they want to amend, which clauses they want to add from the act. Because without doing so, then the process will be yes.
Honourable Lorimer.
I'm not sure I understand what constitutes a clause that we have to ask permission for and what we can change on our own without asking for that permission. Who decided this?
Pumla?
Thank you, Chair. The committee must decide when it's deliberating on the bill that has been presented to them that this bill is not enough without us amending. We will not be doing justice to this bill if we are not. There is a clause in the act, the original act, that needs to be amended so that we can give effect to this bill that is before us. So the committee must take a decision on that particular clause from the act.
Can I ask this thing? Can we have the original act, a copy thereof, which we don't have right now in front of us, right? Is that so? We'll need the act and the initials, so I think those are the two outstanding documents that we'll need in front of us.
And if you can add that list of amendments you get to the Speaker.
Can you add?
To that list, a list of amendments that must go to the Speaker. A separate list.
Okay. Okay. Can you manage this?
Thanks, Honourable Chair. I think what we should do now is we should say these amendments, once the fact that they will have an impact on the primary act, that is what we must say. And we must say, what are those amendments? That's the first thing that we must do. Two, we must say from the original deliberations that the committee had, what is it that is new that has been brought? Right? And we say these are the issues. And then as a committee, we must say, having these issues in front of us, what is it then that requires us to go to the speaker to seek permission. And we should say these are the issues. Right? We will then as a committee decide after that that in view of these discussions that we have had in the committee, this is a process that we are going to take in addressing issues in front of the committee. I think it caters for the process and the views that have been raised by Honorable Lorimer. We will then, Lord Honorable Lorimer, after that, say these are the issues that we have identified. And noting all these issues, it is then that we can say, is there any other thing based on what should be taken to the speaker that members would want to raise? Because as of now, we don't know what it is that we are talking about. I think Honorable Lorimer earlier on was right to say that let's have those issues, let's separate issues. At least if we can break for 15 to 30 minutes and separate issues, bring those issues to the committee and then reflect on those issues, it will assist the committee in moving forward.
Honorable Lorimer?
That sounds like it will speed up the process.
Yeah.
But I've just got one more question. I'm not sure how we decide which ones have to go to the speaker and which ones not. I mean, if it's a small grammatical change or something, presumably that doesn't have to go. So at what stage do you decide that something goes to, has to go to the speaker? I'm not clear on that at all.
Honorable Mufing?
No, Honorable Chair, we can't determine that now. When issues are here, when they have been brought to us, we can then say, this is what we take to the speaker. This is what the committee can decide on. Right? We are not talking grammatical errors, Honorable Governor. We are talking substantial issues that will have an impact on the primary act. I think that is what we will need to deal with as a committee. That is my understanding. That once you want to effect amendments on the bill, and you feel that, or in your view, it will impact on the primary act, you would then need to take that to the speaker so that when it is put on the order paper, it covers all the issues that you have raised, and you can then debate in parliament. So I was suggesting that we take that route so that we speed up the process and deal with those issues that we want to deal with.
I think it will also be a matter of us agreeing on the areas that we want to have changed. Major areas, for example, it's the one on beneficiation that you mentioned, right? Where we made dramatic changes in terms of the last clause-by-clause and deliberations that we had. There's a major change in terms of, I think in the original amendment bill, they repealed a whole section from section 46, if I'm not mistaken, on the board. There's a major change on the board to an advisory council. It was there.
The section, the amending section 26, which deals with beneficiation, that section is already in the introduced bill. So I don't think they need any permission in that regard. But there are other provisions in the bill which falls outside the introduced bill. And I think that is what Desiree will speak to as to where we would require the permission of the assembly, basically.
She has said last time those provisions, I know which sections it is and I'll make a list, but it mainly relates to the new appeal provision, which is now...
I think, Desiree, when you talk to us now, let's get the clause, mm-hmm. Something first, so that we follow in terms of the clauses, right? And then the section concerned. Okay? Okay.
Okay, I was under understanding we're going to produce the separate list.
For us to be able to produce that separate list, and so that we also agree with you. before you produce it.
A little bit of time just to put it on one document, because now I'm going to have to go through the whole A list because it's contained in the A list. So if I can just have a few minutes just to take it out here and put it all on one document, which would be better because it's now stretched over 40 pages.
Can I then say in the meantime that you also get the outstanding documents that you requested while you prepare that, and then you take a break for about 10 minutes? Can we agree on that? 10, 15? 15. Is 15 acceptable? Okay. Let's do that then quickly.
Oh, how are you? I don't think they also remember me.